天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是主持人张小环，弓长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。很高兴能够跟大家继续相聚在节目中。我们现在正在进行的课题是 The Lord's Prayer 主祷文。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领大家一起来认识天堂究竟是什么样子的。就小环个人而言，我对天堂的认识也是非常的模糊，但是小环知道并且相信天堂是最好的地方。其实呢，在主祷文的一开头，耶稣就说，我们在天上的父。这个天上，我们这个永生盼望的家究竟有哪些特性呢？它和我们现在生活的地方又有什么不同呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，我们就把接下来的时间交给麦克牧师和安详，由他们来向我们讲述说天堂究竟是什么样子。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We have been going through a series of messages on the Lord's Prayer.
我们正在播出主祷文这个系列的信息。
And we talked about the fatherhood of God.
上一次我们谈到有关神的父权这个话题。
And today I want to talk to you about heaven.
今天我想谈一谈有关天这个主题。
Because the prayer goes like this, Our Father who is in heaven.
因为在主祷文里这样说，我们在天上的父。
And I want to begin by making series of statements.
首先我想陈述一些事实。
I have never met anyone who bought a house and never made plans to move in.
我从来没有见过一个人买了住房之后却不打算搬进去。
I have never known anybody who is planning to settle in another country and never bothered to find out anything about that country.
我从没有见过一个人打算到另一个国家安家落户，却从来都不打听关于这个国家的情况。
I have never seen anyone who makes a major investment and never checks out how his investment is doing.
我从没见过一个人做出一笔大投资，却不理会这笔投资如何经营的。
I have never known anyone who is traveling by train, but then when he gets to the station, he decides to live in the railway station permanently.
我从来没有见过一个要搭火车旅行的人，到了车站以后却想要在那里住一辈子。
And yet all of these or some of these scenarios seem to be the attitude of many people regarding heaven.
然而这些状况就是我们中间许多人对待天堂的态度。
They never think about it.
他们从来都没有好好考虑过这个问题。
In fact, they would just as soon pretend that they're going to live in this life forever.
事实上，他们以为自己能在这世界上永远活下去。
Many people spend more time planning a vacation than they'll spend even thinking about their eternity.
许多人花很多时间计划着如何去度假，却不愿意花点时间来考虑永生的问题。
Even many of those recite the Lord's Prayer and say, Our Father who's in heaven.And yet they never stop and ask, where is heaven?
就连那些能够把主祷文倒背如流地说，我们在天上的父等这些人，也从来都不问问自己，天到底在哪里。
They never stop to ask, what is heaven?
他们从来都不思索，天的含义是什么。
If we say that God is in heaven,
如果我们说神在高天之上，
and that we are heading for heaven,
而且说我们正走在天路上，
Then we should be concerned to know something about it.
那么我们至少应该关心天到底是什么意思。
I'm not suggesting that we need to be obsessed by it to the point of being of no earthly value.
我不是要你完全否定地上生活的价值。
But to let it occupy at least part of our thinking.
但至少你要思考一下有关天上的事情。
Many times we probably think about heaven when a loved one goes there, and that only lasts for a short time.
很多时候只有当我们所爱的人过世，我们才会暂时地想一想有天家这个地方。
The English word heaven is derived from the word heave on.
在英语中，天这个字起源于举起来这个词。
But in the word of God, the word heaven is used to describe three very different realms.
但是在圣经里，天这个字用在截然不同的三个领域里。
First,
第一，
It is used to refer to the earth's atmosphere.
它用来指地球的大气层。
Isaiah 55 tells us that the rain comes down from heaven.
以赛亚书55章告诉我们说，雨从天而降。
Second,
第二，
It is used to describe the outer space, specifically referring to the sun and the moon and the stars.
天用来指外太空，也就是太阳、月亮和星宿运行的地方。
It is used to describe the unending realm of stellar constellations.
特别用来形容浩瀚无垠的银河星系。
Psalm 19 tells us that the heavens declare the glory of God.
诗篇19篇告诉我们，诸天述说神的荣耀。
Then there is also a third heaven referred to throughout the New Testament as the realm of God.
第三，在新约圣经里，天是指神之所在。
It is a definite place.
它是指一个实存的地方。
A heavenly country.
一个属天的国度。
Heaven is a new Jerusalem.
天是指新耶路撒冷。
Heaven is a home prepared only for God's children.
天是专门为神的儿女所预备的家。
Paul tells us about that heaven in 2 Corinthians 12.
保罗在哥林多后书十二章曾经谈到这个天。
John tells us about that heaven in the book of Revelation.
约翰在启示录也告诉我们天上所发生的事情。
So where is God our Father?
那么我们的天父究竟在哪里呢？
He's everywhere.
他是无所不在的。
He's in control of all these three spheres.
他掌管以上这三个领域。
He is the power that sustains the atmosphere, the galaxy, and the heavenly country.
他的能力掌管大气层、星际太空和天上的国度。
Yet that incredible, vast, and transcendent God dwells in the heart of the believer.
然而这位全能的、无限的、超然的神也住在信徒的心里。
Our Father is very much in heaven, but he walks with us and talks with us.
我们的天父虽远在高天，但他却与我们同行和交谈。
Our Father is in the outer heavenly space, but he also comforts us, blesses us, speaks peace to a troubled soul.
我们的天父虽超越宇宙，却又抚慰、赐福每一位受伤的灵魂，给他们平安。
Our Father is holding together the engine that orchestrates the vast galaxies and keeps them from spinning out of control.
我们的天父虽掌控着宇宙中的一切，让日月星辰井井有条地运行在他们的轨道上。
And yet he's nearer to us than our hands and feet.
但他更贴近我们的心，远胜过我们自己的手足。
What a precious father he is to his children.
对他的儿女来说，他是何等宝贵的一位父亲。
The Bible tells us few things about heaven in order to whet our appetite, as it were.
圣经告诉我们有关天上的事情，为的是要激发我们对天国的渴望。
The Bible tells us enough about heaven to make us long for it.
圣经告诉我们很多天上的事情，足以让我们的心存盼望。
Every time the Apostle Paul thought of heaven, he became torn in the positive sense.
每一次当保罗想到天上的事，他总是从正面的角度感到很矛盾。
In Philippians 1:23 and 24,
腓立比书1章23节到24节说， 我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。
That ought to be the cry of every God-loving believer.
这应该是每一位属神儿女的心愿。
Jesus is telling us here in the Lord's Prayer that heaven is our heavenly Daddy's native environment.
耶稣在主祷文里所说的这个天，就是天父所在之地。
Heaven is his natural abode.
天就是神居住的地方。
Heaven is his home, which he wants to share with all of those who trust Jesus as their Savior brother.
天是神的家，他愿意让所有接受耶稣为救主的人也住在那里。
Heaven is heaven because our heavenly Father is there.
那里是天堂，因为我们的天父住在那里。
Heaven is heaven because his government is supreme there.
那里是天堂，因为神至高的权柄在那里掌管一切。
I want you to think with me just for a moment.
我想邀请你一同思考这个问题。
We said that heaven is where Jesus is.
我们说天就是耶稣所在的地方。
How can anyone reject Jesus and yet want to be with him in heaven?
一个人怎么可能一面拒绝耶稣，一面又想着要和耶稣同往天上去呢？
If they refuse to have anything to do with him on earth, how can they expect to be where his full abode is?
假如他们不想在地上和耶稣有任何交往，他怎么能到耶稣所在的地方去呢？
I think heaven would be a miserable place for those who do not love the Lord Jesus Christ.
我想对于那些不爱耶稣的人来说，天是令他们感到痛苦的一个地方。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because his presence fills heaven.
因为神在天上完全彰显他自己。
Surveys often show that most people think that they will go to heaven after they die.
据统计，大多数的人都认为他们死后会到天堂去。
But many of these same people hate Jesus.
但他们却是恨耶稣的。
Their number one concern is to please themselves instead of God.
他们最关心的是如何让自己快乐而不理会神的旨意。
Yet they think that they're going to heaven.
他们一厢情愿地认为自己会到天堂去。
I wonder why they think heaven is a place for them.
我不明白他们为什么会觉得天堂是他们应该去的地方呢？
It is my hope and prayer that those listening to me have surrendered their life to Jesus Christ so they can be assured of heaven.
盼望你今天已经把你的生命交托给了耶稣基督，你就有了进天国的确据。
To help you think about heaven, let me tell you about 12 things.
为了要让你更多的明白天国这个概念，我要讲以下12件事情。
Number one.
第一件事情。
In heaven, we will be free from Satan's assaults.
在天上，我们将要脱离撒旦的攻击。
Number two.
第二。
In heaven, there is no separation.
在天上再也没有分离。
Number three.
第三。
In heaven, there are no tears or anguish.
在天上再也没有眼泪和痛苦。
Number four.
第四。
Heaven is a place where there is no more death.
在天上再也没有死亡。
Number five.
第五。
There is no sorrow or remorse in heaven.
在天上再也没有悲哀和懊悔。
Number six.
第六。
John tells us that there is no crying in heaven.
约翰告诉我们在天上再也没有哭泣。
Number seven.
第七。
In heaven, there are no painful memories, nor nightmares, nor broken hearts.
在天上一切痛苦的回忆、破碎的心以及所有的噩梦都不复存在。
In heaven, there is a total release.
在天上得到了完全的释放。
That is why we pray to our Father who is in heaven.
这就是为什么我们祷告说我们在天上的父。
Number eight.
第八。
There is no temple in heaven.
在天上再也不需要圣殿。
No church.
不需要教会。
No sanctuary.
不需要圣所。
No need for building a church building.
再也不需要为神的家盖一个建筑物。
In heaven, we won't need that because Jesus will be there.
在天上，我们再也不需要这些个了，因为我们的主耶稣在那里。
There will be no sin, no Satan, no world to overcome.
再也不需要去对付罪、撒旦或者世界。
Number nine.
第九。
The Bible tells us that there will be no sun or moon in heaven.
圣经告诉我们，在天上我们也不需要太阳或是月亮。
Because in heaven we will be set free from our ties to this terrestrial sphere.
因为在天堂我们不再受制于日月星辰。
Time will be no more.
时间也不再约束我们。
We are forever dominated by schedules, plans, and programs.
在地上我们一直受日程表和各种计划的控制。
We are forever mastered by the calendar.
在地上我们一直受时间表和日历的管制。
In heaven, there will be no sense of urgency.
在天上再也不会有紧急事件发生。
In heaven, there will be no tyranny of time or hurried life.
在天上我们再也不会受时间限制或者匆匆忙忙。
We will be praising God and singing constantly and perfectly.
在那里我们将会唱着完美的赞美诗，歌颂神直到永远。
Number ten.
第十。
There will be no night in heaven.
在天上再也没有黑夜。
The darkness of misunderstanding will vanish.
一切的误会都要过去。
The darkness of anger and hurt will vanish.
一切的愤怒和伤害也会消失。
About 80% of our problems are caused by misunderstanding which clouds our relationships.
今天80%的问题都起因于误会，成为人际关系上的阴影。
Most of us don't understand each other.
太多人不能彼此理解。
Most of us don't understand God's dealing with us.
太多人不明白神在我们身上的作为。
Most of us don't even understand our own complex self.
太多人甚至不了解自己是谁。
In heaven, the darkness of misunderstanding will be illuminated, for we shall know him as he is.
在天上，神的光将要驱散误会的阴影，到那时，我们就可以完全认识神。
We shall know as we are known.
我们也可以彻底认识自己。
In heaven, all fears, all doubts, all misunderstandings, all misjudgments will disappear.
在天上，一切的恐惧、怀疑、误会和冤屈都不存在了。
In heaven, all animosities that create darkness in our lives will vanish.
在天上，那些造成生命阴霾的仇恨都会消失。
That is why we pray, Our Father, who's in heaven.
正因为如此，我们才祷告说，我们在天上的父。
Number 11.
第十一。
John tells us that in heaven there is no defilement.
约翰告诉我们，在天上再也没有污秽肮脏的事。
On earth, everywhere you turn, you find different things trying to contaminate our thoughts.
在地上，无论你走到哪里，总有些事情要污染我们的思想。
Contaminate our attitudes.
污染我们的态度。
Contaminate our morals.
污染我们的道德观。
Contaminate our convictions.
污染我们的是非观。
Contaminate our minds.
污染我们的头脑。
All of these contaminants seem to conspire to weaken our will to love God and obey Him with all of our hearts.
所有这些相互勾结来污染我们，削弱我们一颗爱主和顺服主的心。
But in heaven, these influences are no longer there.
但是在天上，这些影响再也不存在了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because our Father is in heaven.
因为我们的天父在那里。
What a glorious place.
那是一个极其荣耀的地方。
Are you going there?
你要到那里去吗？
If you die today, can you be sure that you're going to heaven?
假如你今天离开世界，你确定你能到天上去吗？
Number 12.
第十二件事情。
In heaven, sin will not be there.
天上是一个没有罪的地方。
Just as we will be free from the pull of gravity we will be free from the pull of sin.
就好像我们脱离了地心引力一样，我们也会脱离罪的引诱。
Because our Father is in heaven.
因为我们的天父在那里。
Here on earth, our best efforts and our finest endeavors leave us empty and dissatisfied.
今天我们还在世上的时候，无论我们是如何的努力和谨慎，仍然会感到空虚失落。
Our loftiest achievements can leave us disappointed and disenchanted.
即使我们得到最高的成就，我们仍然会失望和气馁。
Even the moments when we are on top of a mountain, invariably they are followed by months in the valleys.
即使我们到达人生的顶峰，随后的日子也免不了跌落人生的低谷。
But not in heaven.
在天上都不会再有了。
Everywhere we look in the world, we find injustice, unfairness, scheming, and manipulations.
我们在世上所遇到的一切不公平、不合理、尔虞我诈。
But not in heaven.
在天上都不会再有了。
Millions of people throughout the world live lives of quiet desperation.
今天世界上无数的人活在绝望当中。
They live a life that seems to be one continuous, tedious bore, and inwardly they feel that their life is empty and meaningless.
他们日复一日地过着单调乏味的生活，觉得人生是虚空，毫无意义的。
But not in heaven.
但在天上，这一切都不会再有了。
Because we will be busy reigning and ruling with him.
因为我们将要和我们的主一同作王，掌管一切。
Heaven is our Father's natural habitat.
天是我们天父居住的所在。
But here is the good news here and now.
但是此时此刻对我们的好消息就是
When you invite Jesus into your life, he comes in and brings a foretaste of heaven here and now.
当你接受耶稣进入你的生命，他此时此地就会把天国带到你的心中来。
Jesus said in Luke 17, 20 and 21,
耶稣在路加福音17章20到21节这么说，
The kingdom of heaven is within you.
神的国就在你们心里。
And that is why only those who have the Holy Spirit of God dwelling in them here and now will dwell in the heavenly Father's abode in the hereafter.
所以只有那些此时此刻就愿意接受圣灵进入他们心里的人，将来才可以永远与神同在。
Let me ask those of you who have committed your lives to Jesus Christ.
我们中间已经接受耶稣基督为救主的朋友，请问你一个问题。
How much preparation have you made for heaven, your eternal home?
你为着天家，也就是你永远的家，做了多少准备？
I want to tell you a story in conclusion.
我给你讲一个故事，作为今天的结束。
A farmer took his new minister to his farm and stood right there in the middle of the farm.
一位农夫带着新来的牧师到他的庄园，他们站在庄园的中心。
And he said to the preacher, "As far as you can see in this direction, I own."
他对牧师说，你往这个方向看去，凡你眼睛所看到的这片土地都是我的。
Then he turned to the right side, and he said, "As far as your eye can see in that direction, I own."
接着他又指着他右手边的方向说，凡你眼睛所能看到的土地都是我的。
Then he turned to the left side and said, "As far as your eye can see in that direction, I also own."
然后他又转向左边说，凡你眼睛所能看到的都是我的。
Then he turned around and said the same thing. As far as your eye can see in that direction, I own.
最后他转向后面也是这么说，凡你眼睛所能看到的都是我的。
The country preacher looked him in the eye and pointed to heaven and said, "How much do you own in that direction?"
这位农村的传道人看了看他，指着天说，在那个方向你拥有多少呢？
The Apostle Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy 6, 19 and 20 that we are to be laying foundation in heaven.
使徒保罗在提摩太前书六章十九到二十节那里告诉提摩太说，要在天上积成美好的根基。
I have news for you.
让我告诉你。
Only what you send onto heaven will be awaiting you.
只有你送往天上的财宝才会在那里等着你。
Everything that you own here on earth, you will leave behind.
你在世上所拥有的一切一点都不能带走。
It will be either squandered by somebody else or burnt in the day of judgment.
这些东西要不是被其他人浪费掉，就是在末日审判的时候被烧掉。
How much do you own in heaven's direction?
你在天上拥有多少财宝呢？
Now those of you who have never committed your life to Jesus Christ,
我要对那些还没有信耶稣基督的人说，
You can do that now and be assured of heaven.
你现在就可以接受耶稣为你生命的主，你就有了上天堂的把握。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再见。
感谢麦克牧师的讲道和安详的翻译，更感谢主耶稣基督为我们在天堂预留了一个位置，并且赐给我们永生的盼望。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢大家收听今天的节目，我们下周再会。是他的有永生盼望。